Fine, Baruch Hashem, Shem Hashem, and Tzana Seh. So Baruch Hashem, I'm really holding over here.
Bye, come on my base, the bottom, come on my base. So just to give an introduction, what we started yesterday. Introduction, yeah? Fine. So we said yesterday, we're learning now, help us make advice, right? First of all, we said yesterday, where does this Gemara come into our Tzachas Makos? We said, since Rashi told us, since we had Gemaras with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Kahana asking on him, we bring a bunch of Gemaras now that we have Rabbi Yehuda said a statement or Kahana asked a question. Fine. Also, we spoke about yesterday that a little bit of Hilchos Mikvos. How does a mikveh work? The halacha by a mikveh is, right, that in order for a mikveh to be kosher, we need 40 saw of rainwater that wasn't drawn. Meaning we need 40 saw of water that came directly from Shemayim, directly from Hashem, pure, no one touched it, went straight into the pit. That's halacha. We need 40 sa. That's the rainwater. Now, the shaila is, let's say now, I put 20 sa, or let's say even 39 sa of rainwater, right? I put down 39 sa of rainwater, and then I added my own drawn water, which we said is a problem, right? I can't put drawn water. The halacha is like this. Once I put 40 sa, then I can add how much drawn water as I want. Right? What's the halacha? I need 40 sa of rainwater. I need 40 sa of rainwater. Right, but everybody's busy. Here. Again, what's the halacha? What's the halacha by mikvah? How many sa do I need rainwater?
40.
40 sa. Good. I need 40 sa of rainwater. Rabbi, if I have 39 sa of rainwater and I add a sa of water that's drawn water, what's the halacha? Possible, right? Once I have 40 sa of rainwater, then I can add as much as I want. I can add a million sa of other water. But until I get 30, until I have 40 full sa of rainwater, I can't put drawn water or messed up water, right? We said it's 40 sa is 500 liters. So each sa, do 500 divided by 40, you'll get how much each sa is. How do you figure it out? Take out your calculator.
How much what?
There's about 500 liters for
500 liters for 40 sa.
About 500 liters of 40 stuff.
340.6.
90
gallons.
What?
90 gallons for 340.6 liters.
Fine, that's a different sheet. We're going now. Fine, let's say it's 5. That's a different sheet. Fine. But whatever it is. The point is, that's a
12.5.
If it's 500? Yeah. If 40 stuff is 500 liters? Then it's, Avram says 12.5 liters in each sub. It's fine.
It's 960.
Not so much water. It's the amount of water to cover a person's body. Not so much 500.
The Gemara says by 3 hours.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's not get distracted. Let's try to stay up clean. Fine. How much 40 sub? Do homework. Look it up. Google it. How much is 40 sub?
Like 100-gallon fish tank. You know, fish tank, 100-gallon. Not a big gallon.
Right. I don't know. Now we're
going to do it. People can understand.
Yeah, fine. A big fish tank.
Big fish tank.
Imagine you have a fish.
What about a mikvah?
It's basically a bath.
No, it's much smaller than a mikvah. It's not a bar. A bath. A bathtub. A normal bathtub. The room is in a bathtub. A normal bathtub.
Fine. They're usually forming.
No, because it's usually connected to a bar. Something depends. Some place is very small.
It's connected by noon.
Yeah, it's connected by noon. But anyways, you have 40 sa. So what's the halacha? So you need 40 sa first of rainwater. Now let's say I have first 39 sa of rainwater, right? And then I put in 3 lug of mayim she'uvim. 3 lug, let's say it's 3 liters, just to make everybody happy. Let's say I put in 3 liters of drawn water. What's the halacha? The whole mikvah is possible. The whole mikvah is possible. You first have that 40 sa. But if you put less than 3 lug, it's kosher. Now let's say I put 3 lug of wine. Let's say I add not possible water. A different thing, a different entity, which would not make or break my mikvah. Meaning, it's not going to be considered 40 lug. It's not going to be part of the mikvah. It's not going to not be part of the mikvah. Then the halacha is, you can put as much as you want until it changes the color of the mikvah. We don't care about amounts now. We don't have to bother. You can have 10 lug, right? So if, again, so let's say you put, let's say, a tiny quart of wine in a huge mikvah. It's not going to do anything to you. It's not going to change the color of your mikvah. Your mikvah is going to stay kosher. Fine. Now, in our Gemara, we have a question, we have a case where you had 3 lug of water, and you put in a little amount of wine, right? Now the case is, we had 3 lug of water on one hand, the other hand, these 3 lug look like wine, right? So how do we view this? Do we view this 3 lug right now as water, or do we view it as one? Right? If we're going to be, right, again, we have a case of three lug of water and a little tiny bit of wine. Let's say a quarter, they say over there, like a quarter of an ounce of wine. As the article says, like a quarter of cart is like a quarter of an ounce. Right? So you had three lug of water and a quarter of a ounce of wine, and it changed the color of the three lug. It changed the color of this body of water, these three lug. Now, do we view it as water, or do we view it as wine? If you view it as water, and you put it into my mikvah now, right, let's say I have a mikvah, 39 lug, and 39 sa, and 21 lug. You need a whole mikvah minus three lug. What's there, Yaakov? What do you say? 39 lug?
It'd be possible, because you'll still put a wine in there, real wine. That it wouldn't, change.
Depends if you go with Fima, or if you're going to go according to the actual amount.
So it depends. The Gemara's question is like this. In these three lug, we go look at saying what it looks like, we say what it is. It is three lug of water, right? So you are adding water, pasul water, to your mikvah on one end. The other end, it does look like wine, so maybe you should consider this whole three lug as wine.
But how could a quarter of an ounce of wine change the color of three lug? I mean, even
that's ink. If you had the wine of the old days.
A strong
days,
wine.
So
but even
that's
ink.
The case.
It was
the
Joseph gave you.
It was like meets peta, you know, the peta you get in everything.
It's very concentrated.
Even ink.
It's a syrup.
What do you think?
It was very concentrated.
It was so concentrated that a quarter of an ounce would change the look of it.
That was the case. We're saying here it changes the color. This is a scenario.
Think of rosé wine.
If it changes the color,
wine, what do you think?
So that's dead. But we're not changing the color of the whole mikvah. It's changing the color of the three look. And then you took this three look and you put it in the mikvah. That's our case.
Even I mean, you can say, is it considered, all of a sudden the water
is it considered
like water?
Wine? I mean, when is wine diluted so much that
it's... And halacha, the bracha, you're not going to make it. If it's a third, if it's any less than a third, one part wine and two parts water, it already won't be a bracha, a break up, and for sure it was not wine. That's not the question. But we're here for this halacha, it's not halacha's brachas now, it's halacha's mikvahs. So halacha's mikvah, it's different. We go after how it looks. Because it has a look of wine, it doesn't look like water, even though you would make a shahakal if you would want to drink this. But for a mikvah, it's not the same halachas.
I mean, there used to be a time where you didn't make a kiddush on straight wine. You had to add wine.
This case, as Gemara says, Gemara's kasha. That's all Gemara. We'll see the Gemara. Gemara's going to ask me. That's the one. Gemara's going to look at the Mara. Or do you look at its water? Fine. So that's the Gemara's question. So this three look with a little wine, do you go by the look, and it looks like wine. So that if you're adding wine to your mikvah, which we said doesn't make my mikvah pasul, right? If you have a mikvah, not 49 sa, you added wine, it just doesn't make it or break it.
You just have to add another sa of water.
Oh, you have to add another whatever I'm missing of water. But doesn't make my mikvah, doesn't break it. But if we look at it as if it's water, and we're talking about here where she'uvim was already drawn water, it's already in my bucket, right? So therefore it will mess my mikvah up. So that's the question over here. Do you view it as wine or water? So now let's see the Gemara inside. Four lines from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Huda Amara. Shloshet lugi mayim. We have three lug of water, right? Because again, we're dealing with a mikvah 39 sa and 21 lug. You're just missing three lug. So shloshet lugi mayim. You have three lug of water. Shenafal letochan, it fell into these three lug. Kortov shalyan, a little tiny amount of wine, a quarter of an ounce of wine. And what does the Gemara say? Umarehen, it looks kemarei hayayin. These three lug look like wine. That's the reality. The case is, it looks like wine. And now what happened, these three lug now, nafalu a mikvah, they fell into a mikvah, which was missing three lug, it was not, a mikvah missing 40 sub, didn't have 40 sub. So do you view it as wine, or like water? Kanu Rehu, this says, lo paslu, does not make my mikvah pasul. Meaning, I viewed it as, what I viewed
wine.
It as, wine, if it didn't make my mikvah pasul, it means I viewed it as wine. That's what Reb... That's Rabbi the Rabbi says. So let's see Rashi. That's Rabbi the Rabbi says. Let's see Rashi here. Eight lines for the bottom.
What's this chaser kortov in Rashi?
We're not in chaser. Now we're not in chaser kortov. That's later. This case is not chaser kortov.
Back to
what?
The Rashi text. Just look at the words before that.
In Rashi what?
Rashi text is the words before.
He said we're not cursed. He said that. Because next Gemara said it. You might.
There's no to go out.
He's just telling you, don't be cursed. He's saying, don't get confused. He's saying, don't get confused. Our Gersa doesn't have a Chaser Kortov. It's like the next Gemara, on the top of the next Gemara, is Chaser Kortov. Because that's the whole sugya with it. Pay attention, realize, no, obviously there's a mistake in the print. Some printers.
So there, it's also chaser.
No, it's not.
There it's not. There it is.
Some people over here put in chaser kortav and it's a mistake. Wow. Some printers thought, since over there it's chaser kortav, probably over here also it's chaser. If they made a mistake, they put in chaser kortav here. That's wrong. Our gears, oh, we have the right gears.
It's supposed to be different.
It's supposed to be different,
there's
yeah.
Three full.
Here's three full. Nachon. So that's where I said, chaser kortav, let's see, review the Akkaris and review the later. The Gemara later, we're going to be good. Good? Good, Rabbi, it's good? It's good? Rashi says, chaser kortav, lo gassin. And this Gemara is obviously Rashi when he says lo gassin, it means certain Gemaras had that text. Well, anyway, our Gemara didn't have it, so it's not good. But let's see, Rashi lo paslu. Why Rashi says, okay, what's Rabbi Huda's whole shita? Zil, you go fatar after chazuta, the way it looks. The appearance. Chazuta means the appearance. That's his whole shita. I don't care about that there's three lug of water in reality over here. I look at how it looks. Right? And I don't care that there's three lug of water here in reality. I go by the appearance. I said in this case, the appearance is wine. Therefore, it's not going to mess up my mikvah. Good? Chazuta is chazi. Chazu is tesi. No, basar is after. You go, you look after, you go after the chazuta. You go after the way, the appearance, and not after the water. Even though there's three lug, we don't care. It looks like wine. Good. Now, this Rashi has a few different parts to it. That's first of all. First of all, that's the sheet. Now, Rashi teaches us the next halacha, like we spoke out of it, that we need to know. The yain and wine in a posel ta mikvah. Wine does not pasal a mikvah, like we said earlier. Even though there's no 40 sa yet, wine does not make the mikvah pasal. That's another thing you have to know. Like, right? Like you said, it's ready. It's a famous mission of advice. Us don't know advice. Rashi offers it. Fun. That's the next step, Rashi says. Now, why? Now, why does wine not pasal a mikvah? Wine is also drawn, right? Wine is not straight from Shemayim. So why is wine, she'uvim, drawn wine, any different than drawn water? Right? The same way, if you, I have a mikvah, not 40 sa yet, and drawn water messes my mikvah up, right? So why doesn't wine mess me up? Right? Rashi is trying to explain this, what's the difference? These are the rules. There's a water messing me up, and wine doesn't mess me up, right? Rashi wants to know, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the whole problem with the water? It was drawn. So wine is also not straight from Shemayim. It's also drawn. He says what? He says the yain and a poselta. Oh, sorry. Psul mikveh b'mayim she'uvim. The whole reason that a mikveh becomes puzzled with water, which was drawn, that's only midrabanan. That whole halacha that you can't use mayim she'uvim is midrabanan, right? This halacha that you can't first catch the water in a bucket and then pour it into your right mikveh. You can't turn on this faucet, turn on your hose and fill up the mikveh. That's midrabanan, and the midrabanan will only go there when. Only in a case of water, or drawn water, right? They said you have to have drawn, the water can't be drawn. But by wine, they would have a geyser. Since wine, anyway, is not going to make or break your mikvah, it's not adding to your mikvah, we don't care. If it's water, they usually make a mikvah of water, the chazal say we don't let it be. Drawn has to be straight from Shemayim. Good? By wine, they don't make such a geyser. They don't, they never, it's drawn. I mean, if it's a din deraisa, if it's a lacha deraisa, it has to be straight 40 saw of rainwater, right? So then what's the difference if you add it?
Somebody dips in a swimming pool.
One second, let's just get this right. Thing straight. Because if you're going to have 40 sa, if the whole halacha is deraisa, then you can't have she'uvim. So who cares what is she'uvim? I don't care if you draw water, you draw wine. It has to be straight from Shemayim. So this is derabanan, therefore it's okay.
Somebody dips in a pool, and he eats truma after he dips. Yeah.
Right.
So he's not over on the rice, he's over on the non.
Depends why he's
what, going what do you mean? What do you mean?
Let's say he's tummy.
And he went to a kosher mikvah?
Depends on the tumma, no? If the tumma is the rice, he's got to be in the rice.
Yeah, he's saying he's not in the rice. Yeah, it's not good.
He's in the
rice.
You hear what I'm saying? No.
It's not going to be, most cases, it's not good.
Is he over, only why over on the non?
No.
It's about a mikvah.
Oh, you're saying that. I'm saying.
Because, but the rice in the mikvah is kosher. So is he over only on the Rabbanan, and therefore he wouldn't get mafu, or they wouldn't get, he wouldn't be over on
first of all, you get mafu if you go against the Rabbanan, also you get mafu.
Okay, fine.
Is it the rice?
You did get one.
Fine, you wouldn't get, you wouldn't pashas if you did everything with the rice. You only, no, you only get is it the Rabbanan.
Interesting.
Why are we saying that drawn water isn't straight from Shemayim? It's like just like rainwater. It's basically like dipping in the lake. All the water is underground springs, it comes from the rain, it comes from...
First of all, spring is not a kosher. Spring, a regular spring is not a kosher mikvah. by the way.
No, because
the halacha, I didn't mean rainwater. It's higher. Right. I didn't mean rainwater. I meant just it's straight for shemayim. It was never drawn. Once you draw it into a keli, into a utensil, you make this pasta. That's
how. How do you get the rainwater into the mikveh in the first place?
They open the mikveh. It's a chute. Every mikveh has a chute. Yeah. There's like an opening. Every mikveh.
They have pipes that are not as kibble.
Right.
It passes through, which is not considered.
And the thing that's not halachically considered a pipe.
A gutter.
And like a gutter, a little line of mikveh opening. And it just goes. It comes straight down.
Anyway.
A lot of mikveh has a big opening. And then
no.
It goes straight into the pit, goes straight down, and they close it. Meaning in the wintertime, a lot of it because leave it open, they close
and
it when things
start. As soon as they have 40 in it, then it they
and you shut it.
So the second you put it into a cleat, it becomes no longer straight from Shemayim?
In the mikvah.
Lifting it off.
In your mikvah, meaning your mikvah, it couldn't have been in a cleat before the mikvah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yes, before the mikvah.
You can't bring mikvah from somewhere else, transport
it. If you already have 40 sah in it, plus 40 sah, and you add it after that, then it's okay.
No, but
it has to be a shocking. You can't transform a mikvah water. It's not just thing.
But once it's already in a, if you collected 40 sere in a kli, stick it in a truck and take it to a new mikvah. Then what?
There's no such thing. Fine, let's try to stay away.
No, you can.
Fine. We're not learning mikvahs now. Fine, let's stay on topic. Fine. Now,
freeze the kli stuff.
I'm just wondering how you get to how you get to places where there's not a friend.
There has to be something. You can't have a mikvah.
They don't have. They have a.
Unless you do a spring.
Or
that you can do my shulman.
Not
for a man. It's not for a lady. For a lady, you want to know? Man's
for a lady, you can't.
For a man, you can turn the sink on technically. You don't want
to. Today is only three things that you have to make for that third rice: gearim, and mikveh for women, and kelim.
Right.
Achon, that's what you need the rest for. We need for kelim, but the kelim is a problem. Meaning, a men's mikveh is not good for kelim. That's a different issue. That has to be known. Fun. So sorry.
Unless it was built.
Okay, but a lot of men because they're not checked, they're not kept up with their rice. It's not so much with their rice. A lot of men.
Most of them are not
kept up. They're not careful with all the halachas. Yeah, all the filters on. It's a lot of problems.
Fine.
If they meant to write, it would be fine anyway.
What would be fine? Okay, but you can't use a lachatchila. You want to be the yevet. Not good. The rabbanan don't let a lady go to mikvah that's not good with the rabbanan. You can't do the rabbanan. She's still in need. I'm saying it's not going to help you. Nachon, it won't be cursed the rice. Fine, you can't do a lachatchila. Fine. Anyways, getting back to over here. Okay. So this Rashi happens to be a chiddush that Rashi is saying now. This Rashi says the whole halacha of mayim she'uvu is the rabbanan. It's not so simple. That's Rashi shita. Rashi holds that it seems like from this Rashi that it's mayim she'uvu is only a problem with the rabbanan. Now it happens to be the Rashi somewhere else in there's other Rashi bring that over here. Somewhere else that says that what Rashi is referring to over here is only in our case. When Rashi says she'uvim is the rabbanan, he's talking about when you already have a lot of it, when you like you added, you had a lot of rainwater already, and you added a little bit she'uvim, and then you want to add more rainwater from the root spot. There, that's only with the rabbanan, right? But to have a mikvah of mostly mayim she'uvim, Rashi agrees that Rashi says, well, of course that's not good with the raisa. This that Rashi says here, drawn water, the issue of drawn water is only with the rabbanan. This specifically in our case. In our case, where you already have 39 sah of good water, right? You added a little bit she'uvim, there Rashi says it's the rabbanan, right? But Rashi says somewhere else that, of course, if most of it is she'uvim, that's a problem with the raisa. See, Rashi holds, with the raisa, you need it to be mostly she'uvim, right?
Mostly
rainwater.
Not
she'uvim. Not drawn. The rabbanan come and say, no, you need it to be all non-drawn water.
Right.
So when Rashi's saying over here that this whole issue is all that of our case that is drawn, the issues here at the Rabbanan, it's only referring to because it's only a little bit of the water. But of course, Rashi would agree that in a case where most of the water is going to be she'uvim there, it's not even good with the rice.
So what's the explanation of those who hold that it is the rice?
It's not like it's
how they hold that you can have in the liquids.
So he's saying if you're going to hold that it's the rice, so then what's the shita? I don't know. I was just focusing on Rashi. I saw they were talking Rashi. I don't know how it works. Rashi specifically has to make sure we know here. No, for sure it's good arsuvim. Even if Rashi is saying, by the way, Rashi is just dealing with even the last three loops. Saying, if you hold that, some shittas hold the opposite. Some shittas hold that there's two shittas. Either you hold that with the raisa, you need it to be, you don't care at all if anything shuvim with the raisa. Nothing has to be rainwater. Once you hold nothing with the raisa has to be rainwater, right? So. Anyway, then for sure, it's going to be it's a shem. But even according to Rashi, that he holds some of it has to be, that the issue of some of it being drawn is only with the rabbanan. Fine. For them, for sure, it's not a problem. They hold the whole thing could be the whole thing could be drawn. That whole thing is only with the rabbi. Fine. So again, so Rashi is going to explain to us what our sugi is talking about. Meaning, how could our sugi have a whole question? If it's water, then it's a problem. If it looks like wine, it's not a problem. How could that be? Because the whole issue is the issue of the rabbanan. So rabbanan are saying if it's water, they say then it is a problem. If it's wine, they say it's not a problem. Because if it's water, then they don't like it. If it's wine, it doesn't make or break your mikvah, it's not a problem. Good, fuck. Let's see the Gemara further.
Because the pasuk never says anything about.
No, everybody.
Mix or wine? Or you learn from that because it didn't say anything?
No, about I think because he's only, it's not making or breaking your mikvah. Meaning, if I have already almost 40 sub, right? Why should other waters really break whatever I have until now?
Because the concept is something show, not what the content
yeah,
is.
But let's say I add afterwards the rest of it. Meaning, why is it messing me up? I had 39
wood rain. Why shouldn't it mess you up?
Because who would the Torah say if that 40 came first? I'll have altogether. I'll have 40 rainwater with a little bit wine mixed in, a little bit punch, a little bit.
You say the same about wine.
Not the other rabbanim. Okay, the rabbanim say we don't like it because maybe you're gonna leave your mikvah like this. Rabbanim don't like you adding other waters. They don't like me getting involved with puzzle waters because the guy's gonna come to the mikvah and say, "Oh, beautiful, I see the bar is 40, so let me jump in, right?" But really, it's he doesn't realize it's missing. If you see wine, the guy stopped, you come to the thing, things all red, like, I see it's exactly 40 sun. I see it looks like a bottle of wine in here. I'm not going to, it's not kosher, right? In a case where the guy sees 40 sun of water here, he doesn't know that some guy turned the sink on, turned on the thing, turned on the faucet, and added another three. So I'm about to say, you have to have 40 straight. The first 40 sun, and if you turn on your thing before 40 sun, you mess up your helmet, but drain your helmet. Now, that's what we're saying, what are we about here? Right, we're saying here, you don't have 40 sa yet, and you add your own water, they mess up your mikvah. So Rabbanan don't want going with this, it's not a kosher mikvah. Fine. Let's see the Gemara again. Let's see the Gemara inside again. Amar Behuda, Amar Rab. Shloshet Lugin Mayim. If you have three lug of water, Shnafala Tochan fell into them, Kartof Shloyah. So you already have three lug of water, which is enough to mess up your mikvah. Right? Three lug of water, Shulvin, which is drawn, that occurred with a tiny amount of wine drifting. It looks like wine. But nafu a mikvah, fill into a mikvah that does not yet have 40 sa. It does not mess your mikvah up because you go after the look. He holds you go after how it looks, so therefore it's not going to mess up your mikvah. That's what the Gemara says. Good, that's really good. Now comes Rav Kahan. Maskel Rav Kahan, Rav Kahan asks the question. What's the difference between this case of wine and the case of paint that came off your water, that came off your hands after you painted? You had a painter and he washed his hands, and now you have murky water. You had a painter, after he's finished painting, he washed his hands. So now you have what the Gemara calls paint water. Yeah, that's where paint water comes from. That we learned in the Mishnah, it's not. Rav Yossi says, Meitzeva, if you have, in a case, obviously, three lug of Meitzeva, of paint water, meaning water the guy washed his hands after he painted. Hosklin et ha-mikvah, it will make the mikvah puzzle. Bishloshet lugin, it will make the mikvah puzzle with three lugin.
That's what it is.
Meitzeva is painter water that you washed your hands after you painted.
Does it die in water?
It's not, maybe that's Meitzeva. How do I know? I'll tell you, I thought, actually over here, that's what they say over here, the pshat, that's what these smart people over here say. So that's what we need. No, I'm saying this is Gemara, they say the pshat. That's it, and you wonder where it comes from? This is Gemara, that's the McVeiser talks about it. I'm saying that's the pshat over there. Yes, fine. That's the pshat in McVeiser. That's the pshat. Fine, I don't see the case, that's the case. That's what they say it means.
That's not the pshat.
Meaning, that's, this is what they say from McVeiser. That's this other way here. It says, Meitzeva from McVeiser, Parag Zion Mishnah Gimel. Look over there. So I'm sure that's what made seven. Fine, I don't know. That's what they say, really smart. They look, they knew the Mishnah's McVeiser. Fine. So again, so what's the difference? Meaning, what would Yehuda saying in this case? In this case, is it water or is it wine? What do you go by? The look or if it's three liter water? What would Yehuda say? What would Yehuda say? Rabbi Ram, what would Yehuda say in our case? Our case, what would Yehuda say?
Appearance.
You look by the appearance. What does the Mishnah over here McVeiser say? What does it say? It messes up your mikvah. What does that mean? It messes up your mikvah. What does that mean?
It means you pass it out the whole thing. You have to pour it all out.
So you're looking at the appearance. You're looking at the fact that I have three lug of water.
So it's not looking at the appearance. So it's a stira.
It's just a stira. Yeah, so we're looking over here. We're saying we're looking at the three lug of water. We're focusing on the water aspect. We're not looking at that appearance over there.
Maskev is a
question.
Of a sphere.
No, Mas is not a sphere. Maskev is a question. So let's show you a question.
Challenge. It's a refute.
Challenge. Good.
It doesn't apply a sphere. That's what you said.
Fine.
So also sphere. I mean, in this case, is this sphere? I mean, he said one case, the wine look. It looks like wine, and because it's porcelain. In one case, it looks like paint.
Right.
As painted tin, and there's porcelain.
Fine. Let's go. When you have two brises that contradict each other, we say
it's a sphere.
When Rob made a statement, we're asking him that you're wrong. We're fighting.
We have a Tana that says against you.
Yeah.
So you don't have a source. You're contradicting a Tana, so it's not a sphere.
So the question is really on Rabbi Yehuda. On Rav, it's funny because on Rav himself is not a problem because Rav could argue on Tana.
Right.
The question is, we're like doubting Rabbi Yehuda a little bit if Rav really says such a thing. Because we don't like to make that Rav argues on other Tana, even though we can. It's not like a problem. But we're fighting, we're like not sure about Rabbi Yehuda. We say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda, you heard wrong, maybe, because we have a missionary like not like you. Good? Fine. So, practicing Mara, what do we see in that Mishnah? We see we consider it water, and we don't look at that appearance. Good?
Yep.
That's where it's Kasha. Mara answers, it's not a problem. Amar Le Rava, Rava says it's different. Hasam over there, Maya the Tzivimik. People call it painted water. That's what people call it. People, what?
Water.
Oh, so it has a shape of water. Huff over here, by the wine, Hamra Maziga Mikri, people call it diluted wine. So what's the difference?
Which one does it go after?
Oh, so what's the difference? Al-Shaila is very good. Because the point of what we were saying earlier, the whole thing over here is a Gzira Drabana. Why can I put three lugan of water? It's a Gzira Drabana. So Rabana is saying like this. If people call this thing wine, even though it's three lug, if everyone calls it wine, right? Then I'm not worried people are going to confuse this with water. Everyone knows this wine. I don't care if it's shu'ur. It doesn't mess up my mikvah. Right? So that's what Yehuda said. In the case where you pour a little bit of wine into this thing, everyone calls it wine. So no one's going to confuse it. No one's going to jump into this thing. Everyone sees this wine here, mix it in the mikvah. No one's going to jump into this mikvah. Right? But in the case of this paint water, guys, what's it called? It's called paint water. A, it's water. So maybe I can use this for a mikvah. I come to a mikvah. I see it has almost fully regular water, a little painted water. I realize
no,
he's
calling it water paint.
Water paint.
He's calling it water paint.
From water paint.
The other way it's called wine water, and this way it's called water paint.
Yeah, but he says, no,
water.
He says not called water over there, but
no,
it's not
water
a Ziegel. It's diluted wine. You didn't say the word water. It's diluted
it's
wine.
They didn't mention water there.
It doesn't even mention
no one calls it right.
Change the whole name, it's not. It's got the property of wine.
So therefore, what? So if it's so, so it's very geschmack, because we're saying the whole thing here is it's a drabana.
Right.
So if it's a case where people call it paint water, they call it water,
water
so they'll water paint, so I'll think that it's good for a mikvah.
Because if you call it paint water, it's implying that there's more paint to it, and then it wouldn't possibly wouldn't bust the mikvah.
Fine. No,
would,
fine.
The water has to bust the mikvah.
Fine, call
it has
water.
To be considered water.
Fine, water
you
paint.
See what
I'm
saying? Because if you couldn't consider a paint, you're just going to put the three gleam of paint inside of it. That's the whole thing, why they're saying the Lush and how like this. If you put it in, like, paint,
well, I'm saying,
the pulse of the mikvah.
I'm saying, the Gemara is saying better. The Gemara is saying strong. The Gemara is saying diluted wine. You don't use the word water at all. And here you use the water. You're saying even better that it shouldn't be, or be fine. Water paint. Because saying paint water be much
better. It was 100%
fine.
Water. So it wouldn't pass, right?
It wouldn't pass.
Right?
No, very good. Fine. Here.
Same thing
good.
With the wine. It wouldn't pass.
Yeah, it wouldn't pass. So the Gemara is saying like this. In the case of Yehuda, where it's one where people call it
paint. That's what I'm saying. Water paint. Now paint water.
Got it.
It's fine. Good. So if we're saying, so what's the Gemara's tarot? So what's the Gemara saying? It's not a kasher Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's scenario. Rabbi Yehuda's scenario was a case where it was diluted wine. So everyone knows it's wine. Chacham would say, I don't have to be geyser that you can't put this into a mikvah. It's not going to mess up your mikvah. Well, the case is paint, water paint, where everyone called it water paint. People could think it's a kosher mikvah. They're about to say, if you put this in your mikvah before you have 40, look, the whole thing is disqualified. So kind of the Mishnah mikvah is not a question. It's not a question on Rabbi Yehuda. Good.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
Mai
tzva,
water paint.
Good. Mai tzva mikri. It's not tzva mai. It's not painted water.
Fun.
It's mai tzva.
But the translation, just so you know, is painted water.
In English, of course, it's going to be painted, but it's not right.
That.
It's not, but that's not the point.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But in English, it would be painted water. You do the reverse.
Fine. Now, let's see the Gemara's next question. Well, so Gemara says, for that mission of Mikvais, it's not a question of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, fine. No, that mission is not a question of Rabbi Yehuda. But I do have a Bryce if it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda. Back to Gemara, we have a Rebchia from a Braisa. Right? Tani is like a Braisa, but Tani Rebchia. Rebchia told him a Braisa, Haridu Esa Mikvah, takes down. Haridu is like Yara, it does take down the Mikvah. And Rashi tells us, what's Rav Chiya's case? Our case, the same exact case as Ahlasi Rashi, meaning from the Gemara, we don't know what the case is. Rashi, in our same exact case, in the case of Rav Yehuda, the same exact case, identical case, he says it does take down the mikvah. Ahlasi Rashi, Batani Rav Chiya, the same exact our case, the same exact case. Shloshes Lugin Mayim, three lug of water, Shenafal Atechon Kartav Yayin, fell into it a Kartav, the small amount, quarter of an ounce of wine. Umar Ehen Kamayan, it looks like wine. Venafal Mikvah, it fell into the mikvah. What did Rav Chiya say? Rav Chiya says, Haridu, you take down the mikvah. Meaning, what do you mean you take it down, Rashi? What do you take it down? You take it down Mehechshera, you take it down for the status of being kosher. Lapasal, Tapasal, so you took it down. So this is a direct head-on theory. This is a direct head-on theory, you could say, over here, or a question on Rabbi Huda. We have here Brisa directly going against you, and a question on Rabbi Huda. So now we have a direct hit against you, the same exact case. And over here, what does it mean? If the Brisa said we take down the mikvah, meaning the Brisa is viewing this as wine or water, what's the Brisa viewing it as?
Brisa is viewing water.
As water. So we're saying this exact case is we're viewing it as water. So it's a theory to Rabbi Huda. We don't look at the look. We look at it as water. Since it's three look water, we look at it as water. That's the question. Gemara said it's not a problem. This is a machlokes tanaim. It's not a problem. It's a machlokes tanaim. I'm a Rava like Kasha. Rava comes again. And Rava says, not a question. Yeah, Rava, it's good. Rava says, not a question. Why not? Ha Rav Yechana Menuhi. Ha Ravana. Let's see who is who. Let's see Rashi. Ha Rav Yechana Menuhi.
Yeah.
That's good. Fine, so let's see who's going like who. So let's see Rashi. How Rabbi Yechon Anui? Rav is like Rabbi Yechon Anui. Rav, Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav that we view it as wine. That's like Rabbi Yechon Anui. Good? The Uz that what? The Uz will Basar Chazusis. Whole sheet is you go Basar the look. We don't care if there's three lugan of water here. You go Basar the look, and the look is it looks like wine. So therefore, the mikvah is still kosher. Right? And then Mar said, Ha Rabban, the Braisa is going to be like the Rabbanan. Now, where do we have such a machlokes like this? It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah, let's see the Gemara back in the Gemara, the time we learned in the Mishnah. Our case, not our case, this is not our case. First, the Mishnah starts with a different case. What's the case over here? Shloshes Lugin Mayim. We have three lug of water. Chaser Karta. Over here, it's not three lug plus a Karta, not like our case. It's three lug minus a Karta. Right? It's three lug minus a Karta. Everything missing a Karta, which means, if you have, what's that halacha? How much water makes a mikvah pasul?
Three lug.
Only three lug, right? But three lug missing a kortav, and the other kortav is water.
Right.
Or other kortav is wine. It wouldn't make my mikvah pasul.
Right.
Because it's, you don't have three
lug of water.
You don't have three lug of water, right? Or let's say three lug missing a kortav of water plus a kortav of milk. It's not going to make my mikvah pasul once. I don't have
three lug of water.
Oh, fine, we'll see. The pasha is right, I don't have it. It's a little more complicated. Right, it's a little more complicated.
Milk is one of the...
It might look like water. Fine, we'll see. Fine, let's see.
Milk is one of the beverages that makes it like water.
No, wine also is, because wine also is. Because yayin, shi, yaj, chada, wine also. Not because of that. Stop.
Yeah.
We're going to see, because it doesn't, because it'll look. Because it'll look, because it doesn't make it all look. Fine, let's see. Yeah. Let's see the mission. Let's see the mission. It's not shloshet lugamayim. We're going to the top of the dal. You have three lug of water, chaser karta. So it's three lug minus the kartav. Shenafal atarichon kartav yayin. Now fell into them a kartav of wine. A kartav of wine fell into this three lugin minus the kartav.
Oh, like 2.99.
2.99 of water and 0.1 of wine fell in. Umar. Yeah?
It's a 0.01.
0.01, fine. 0.01.
What?
Three lugin minus the kartav. Three lugin minus the kartav. Right, so well, you say
we gotta get used to it.
Yeah, you gotta get used to it. Three lugin minus a korta. Three lugin minus a korta, and you add a korta one. Umar e kamaria, now it looks like wine, very strong wine. The nafalu la mikvah, fell into the mikvah. La paslu, like everyone said, why is the mikvah not pasul? Oh, there's no three lugin mayan. The mikvah is not pasul, because there's no three lugin mayan. You ever go real, makes sense too. Oh, wait, that's coming.
It's interesting, you could ask this theory on this. You could say it just looks stronger now.
No, it's for both reasons. Over here, it's for both reasons.
No, but you can say it looks stronger now.
But it
four
looks
was
strong.
3 plus 1.
We don't care if it looks stronger. It's a bigger reason why. It doesn't pass because it looks like wine.
Ah.
It's better. It's for two reasons. Really, in this case, it's for two reasons. It's not a problem. First of all, because it looks like wine.
Right.
And second of all, because you don't have three lug of water. Now, in the first case, Rabbi Yosef really here, there's two reasons. if it looks like wine,
the reasons for what?
Why this mikvah is not possible.
Right.
Because it looks like wine. So first
on
of all,
top of that, it's not full three liters.
On the top of that, it's not three liters. So in this case, it's two reasons. We get two reasons why it's not going to pass mikvah. Good. Yeah, we get real.
Stronger.
Yeah, fine. Good.
But you can't use that to compare to this fully.
Fine. Not fine.
See, there's a difference.
Good. Now, what's the next case? The chayin also gimel lugan mayim chaser karta. Three lugan of mayim missing a karta. Shenafal teretz a karta of chalav. A karta of milk fell in. But here umayir kamayir mayim. But here it still looks like water, because milk and water still looks like water. A little bit, tiny drop of milk falls into water. It just gets diluted. It still looks like water, right? So over here, why? Over here, v'nafal mikvah lo paslu. So over here, why is it not pasul? If you said, why is it not pasul over here? It's missing because not. Lamaisa, you don't have three quarts of water. Right? In the first case, it looked like wine. So you have two reasons. Here, it's just one reason. Yeah, bro. Why in the second case? Why in the second case is it not a problem? You don't have three lubin. Fun. Now, how about both cases? Right? The first case also one. Fun. That's what the Tanakama says. Tanakama is going by amounts. The reason why it's not a problem is because you don't have three lubin. But according to the Tanakama, the Rabban, in this first sheet, let's say it would be our case. Let's say I would have three lubin plus a little bit of wine, or plus a little bit of water. What would be the halacha then? Then it would be pasul. He was very specific in telling us this case is it's only not pasul because it's three lugan minus a korta plus wine, right? So the whole reason was you didn't have three lugan. Let's say you would have our case, which we were speaking about. Let's say you would have three lug of water, three lug of water, and then add a korta of wine. What would he hold? Then it is pasul. He was specific in saying his case was it was missing a korta, right? That means the minute you have a case where there is a korta, he'll hold this pasul. Right? Not like us. Which would be more like the Rabbanan, who argued on Rab. But come Rabbi Yechon Manuri, Rabbi Yechon Manuri says, no. Hakol hoylech achar hamare. Everything goes by the look. Which means, even if you have three lug of water, but it looks like wine, then it's not going to be possible. Which is like our Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Again, so the first sheet that says here is very, very specific in saying.
And reverse the milk, which is the
chiddush. So milk is going to be a little different. So milk,
if it goes after the shirin,
so if it's still going to be possible, because by milk, if you look, where we've been saying what Rashi speaks out, by milk, if you have three lug and a little bit of milk, right? His little sheet is you go after the lug.
Less than three lug and a little bit of milk.
It's why always going to
be possible. It did look like milk.
It didn't look like that. Our case, it didn't look like milk.
Yeah, it didn't look like milk.
Right.
It did look like milk.
Fine, but don't make. We don't want to go there because I know if we don't. No, you're right. What are you proud of? But our case in this price, it was the case is that it didn't look. It looked like
that
water.
It looks like yeah, water.
Right. That's
now
the
that
case,
it looks
right.
Like water, it goes after the look,
and
therefore it's water,
and therefore
it's
the good.
You're talking about tefillah.
Yeah, something like exactly. Yeah, we're talking about
tefillah.
One quart of wine, three lug of water, and one quart of
wine. Right,
yeah.
Even though it's 2.9 and a drop.
Even though it's less than three lug.
What? Even though?
Even
so
though it's less than three
lug. Or more, either way. Or even if it's more than three lug.
No, but the chiddush, even though there's less than three lug, you don't know about three lug in the water yet.
Oh, that's
because
also true.
Looks
right,
like
fun, the fun. That's also coming out of
the chiddush. With the water combined, he's saying
right,
end,
yes, right.
The water
Rashi
combined,
says it does.
And they still hold,
yeah,
that it's still water.
According to Riyakam Nuri, yes, that's what Rashi says. Rashi adds that in also. Yes, see, Rashi says also it would combine, it's all water now, so therefore it's also possible. Because of the chumra on the other end, right? So the case of coming out, he's being machmor like all along, is coming out of chumra. So again, what's our Gemara saying? Again, we had a contradiction. We had a contradiction, a question between Rabbi Huda and between the Bryce, right? In the case of three lugan and you add a little bit of wine. Yehuda saying, we view this as wine, and therefore your mikvah is not possible. Good? The Bryce says, no, we're going to view this as water, and therefore your mikvah is possible, right? So he's saying, it's not a problem. This is a machlokes between two tanaim. This is a machlokes between tanaim. Do you go after the look? Do you go after what there is? Since there is three look of water, it may mess up the mix. Why is it? That's the machlokes in this price. That is the whole argument in this price. Tanakama holds the mikvah was only not messed up when you had three lugan minus a korta, and then you had a korta. Which means you never had three lug of water. So that's why the mikvah didn't get messed
up. Tanakama is holding by size all night.
Right, it doesn't care about the look.
Right.
The minute you're going to have three look, Tanakhama is going to say your mikveh is possible. Right? That is going to be like the Rabbana, that's going to be like that price. But the Rabbi Yechon and Nuri doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yechon and Nuri says what? What does Rabbi Yechon and Nuri hold in Rukh Aviyah? Everything goes after what? The Mara, which is like who's like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbana? Like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rab or like the Rabbana? Like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rab. Good. Because that's not a question. Good? That's the one that's. Let's see the Rashi today.
How do you pass? Can?
How do you pass? Can you do like the Rabbanim?
Right.
Actually, hold by.
See, there's an aleph over there.
Is it yud for the other one? Yeah, but which case are you in? You reviewed this two cases. So it's funny. It sounds like we hold like
right.
That three lugan of water with the kurta that you go after the look. It's Rabbi Yechav and Uri and Rabbi, because it's Rabbi Yechav and Uri against the Tanakhama. I don't know how to move from. Well, you know, fine. Next time you have a question, you'll ask your. Next time you have a question, you'll ask your Rabbi. Or Old Dog's Rabbi. You go to the mikvah and have a thing of wine mixed in, ask your Rabbi. But it looks like we passed like a leader of a Rabbi.
Happened on
Purim.
The whole thing.
Yeah, guys.
Fall in with your wine bottle.
Walk into the bar.
Because I don't know what happened.
In fact, you have to get the key to the room with the bar.
You held enough cup and you're sure it was a quinto or no?
Right, exactly. And that's your how many.
The bottle of wine.
Was it 40 say that you fell into or not? You fell into a puddle and you're not sure.
Yeah, so then, you'll look up the Gemara also and you'll look at
the puddle was the liquid.
It's raining and you fell into a big puddle.
Fine. Let's try to see the Rashi. Maybe let's try to start the Rashi. Yep. Fine. So let's see Rashi. So Rashi says the top Rashi, Chasar Korta. Garcinan Hacha Beresha Ubisei. We said over here, Chasar Korta. Over here, Rashi said, you do learn it in the Resha and the Seifa. Meaning, we're in the case of wine, and in the case of milk, over here we do say Chasar Korta. Fine. So what do we say here? If you have a mikvah with three lugan of mayim missing a korta, we said, life possible, it doesn't make the mikvah possible. Yeah, Rav Ram, make a list. Rav Ram. A little lower. So look at the why. Lebeslu, mishum why the chasru karta, because we're missing a karta. Like everyone said, you don't have three lug of water. That's what Rashi says. We don't have three lug of water. We're missing a karta. Therefore, it's going to make the mikvah. The mikvah is not possible. Aval, however, I have a meikar. If originally there would have been shleshes lugin shleimim, right? If there would have been three full lugin of water. And it would have fell into them. Karto yayin, umar ein kamayin. It would look like wine. This sheet would hold psalu. This sheet would hold. But it's possible like the rabbanim. So therefore, v'hadet tani Reb Chiya. This Reb Chiya told us, haridu es hamikva, that you take down the mikvah and the mikvah becomes possible. Ki hay tana sirli. Reb Chiya holds like the rabbi, like this tana. Reb Chiya holds like the tanakam, like the rabbanim and the brayso. Right? Reb Chiya who told us. You view it, you don't look at it to look, you go after the water, he holds like this time. Right, now, what was the next case we said? You have three lugan minus a quarter of a milk, and then the milk fell in. It looked like, well, loy paslu, time of the seifa, the reason for the seifa nami also, mishom the chaser kartav hame, because it was missing a kartav. Right? It was missing a kartav. The gabiyayin nami, awesome, that's Rash, that's the pshat. Now Rashi is just saying that technically speaking the Braisa could have put this all in one case. The case of the water, the case of milk, we could have said it all in one case. The Gabi Yayin Nami have a Mati Lamisti we could have told Ki Hai Gab Bereisha. Nisinu Bukhada, we could have learned it as one case. Bukhada Bhabe, in one scenario. Hachi like this, Shloishas Lugan Mayim. You have three lugan of water, Chaser Karta, which is missing a karta, Shenafala Taikan Karta of Yayin. Which fell into a karta, oichalav, and he wants to combine it in both cases in one. Bein shemar ein kamar mayim, whether it looks like water, bein shemar ein kamar yayin, whether it looks like wine, lot pasalu does not make the mikvah possible. That's what we could have said. So why do we split them up? Not because you might get confused because it's different halachas. Saying lo, eloki urcha the milsa ketanu. We just said the normal way. Shehayayin shehu adam wine, which is red. Usually they will turn the water over from their color. The milk in dark it's not the dark to change the color. Just saying, technically speaking, you could add a case where the milk. Raja was saying, technically speaking, you could add a case where the wine didn't change the color,
right?
Or the milk did change the color. Meaning, why did Mar specifically say a case where the wine changed the color and the milk didn't? So it didn't make a difference. You could have said it both ways. It wouldn't bother us, right? You could have said if the wine changes the color, then it was kosher.
No.
If it didn't, if it still looks like water, it could still be. But you're saying there's no difference. We're just giving the normal scenarios. Usually, wine would change the color, and milk would not change the color. Both times is not possible.
Okay, as long as it's right. As long as it's missing, less than three lugim, then it's not possible.
You have to know both, because which one's teaching you a kiddush?
It's just a normal case, he's saying. So he's not saying it's a chiddush, because according to the Tanakhama, even though, it comes out like this, according to him, even though you have three lugim minus a kortav, and this kortav of milk would dilute into the water, it would become water, somebody he holds it doesn't make the mikvah possible.
But if you don't have the case of the milk, then you wouldn't have known the reason for the wine.
But you could have thought it would have thought because it's wine. Because of the color. Fine, I'm saying it fine. But it sounds like you wouldn't know. It sounds like for the mission from Rashi's question, you would have understood that's the scenario. I'm saying, I don't have the whole mission of the whole brights in front of me. But voice. It sounds like you would have understood the scenario without the summary. Fine, anyways.
Yeah, I was told, until this, I was holding that wine doesn't dilute. That's what this is what Ruben said. If you don't have this case, and you look at just the previous case, maybe you're going to think that wine just doesn't dilute. It's always going to be called wine.
Wine's diluted.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Just based on what we had before, it seemed as though you put a drop of wine into the three lugim, and it's still called wine, and therefore you would just—it's just that the wine doesn't dilute.
It's diluted. It's not called water yet. I mean, it's
no, but I'm saying it doesn't ever assume the status of water.
That's machloekas. I mean, that's the Tanakamahol. That's not true. The Tanakamahol is not like that. Tanakamahol that it would assume the water. It's just the water we look. That's what comes out. Tanakama holds it would be turned look like water. So here, there's no three looks, so it's not a problem. Fine. Let's try to see this next Rashi. Now, what was Rabbi's shita? What was Rabbi Yechon of Anui's shita? What was Rabbi Yechon of Anui's shita? Hakol halach achar amara. Everything goes after the way it looks. Therefore, what? The guy by yayin, by the wine. A few have a mekarish lezgum. So even if originally you had three full look of water, shlame, three full look, kimin demar ein kemarian, since it looks like wine now, lefas lu, the mikvah does not become puzzle, because we view it as wine, so it doesn't become puzzle. And therefore, Rav kavasei sfira, Rav holds like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, and that's why Rav told us that was Rav's case, with three lugan of wine, three lugan of water, a little bit of wine, the mikvah is not puzzle. Fine. Now, Rashi throws in what would be the halacha by milk according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. It would kind of, since everything goes after, even though everything goes after the look, and it looks like water, but got it.
So it looks like yayin.
In the case of milk, we're going to the case of milk.
Okay, I love it.
But gabit chalav, in the case of milk, af al gab me kara chaser korte path. Even though originally it was missing a korte, mash lemuchal, the chalav of the milk ends up being mash and filling it, since it looks like water now. And according to Rabbi Yechon, you go after the look. I don't care what there is. The other sheet, the hell, you look at what there is. Rabbi Yechon said, I don't care what there is here. Right? So, even if you had less than three lug of water now, but with the milk it adds and it looks like, the whole thing looks like water, it'll also mess your mikvah. So, kind of like this. Rabbi Yechon Nuri is coming out that he's, on one way he's being macher, one way he's being mikvah. Meaning, in the case, we have three lug of water, right? And a little bit of wine. Right. Since it looks like wine, your mikvah
is kosher.
Since it looks like wine, even though I had three lug of water already, it looks like it's still kosher. Mm-hmm. Good, fine. The other sheet held no. Since it's three lug of water, the first sheet held your mikvah is possible. Good. Now, kind of the opposite also. According to the opposite.
In the milk.
In the case of milk, according to the first sheet, I have milk now. I have three lug minus a quart of milk. Of water plus a little bit of milk. So the first sheet held, what do you hold? Since it looks like water, so since the mice said there's no three lugan of water, he's going with what there is. Therefore, it's still kosher, right? Because he goes by what there is. Yochanan says, one second, I go by the look. So right now, this extra kurt that got diluted into the water, and so right now the look is like three lugan of water.
Right.
Therefore, your mikvah gets pasul. So kind of going after the look, one time you're lenient and one time you're strict. In the case of wine, it comes out the mikvah is not possible. In the case of the milk, it comes out your mikvah is possible because I'm going after the
look.
Nachon, because he's going with the look.
If it looks like wine, and if it looks like water, then it's going to make it like water, then it's going to possible. If it looks like wine, it's going to be
kosher. I've got the Shulchan Aruch in the back, goes between the two. Shulchan Aruch says you need a minimum of three lugim, right? I.e., against the Shita of Yochanan ben Nuri, that at the end, that even if you got there. You want to pass it in order to pass on.
He's talking about milk or wine over there.
He's talking about you need a minimum of three lugan of pure water.
Good.
And an appearance change. And he's holding one of each. He's holding in the middle.
You need both shita.
You need both shita. Rosh Hashanah is holding. If you haven't got three looking of drawn water, then you can't pass on the mikvah. Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
And we hold by the shita that you go by the appearance change in order to determine what.
Wait, that's the Shekhanor.
Yeah,
he's not explaining where the door is.
Yeah, he's not saying
that. I'm just telling you about
the door. Is it the Machmer thing on the both sides?
He's going, he's getting.
No, but no, we ended up being. No, coming out with really being lenient, because until you have your mikvah is not possible until you have three full lugan and you. I mean, he took a makra that way, but it comes out, it's going to come out, you're right, it's makra in one way, but it will come and of a leniency, and that mikvah won't become possible.
Right.
Unless you're very. Meaning, you're giving makra in the criteria to make your mikvah possible. Once it comes out, in order to pass your mikvah, you'll need three lugan plus a thing, five bar Hashem.
Plus color change.
Plus a color change. So that is a tomorrow's sugi. You could probably tomorrow to go with the sugi before you start.
Why would you need three lugan plus a color change? If you just take the three lugan of drawn water with of regular water without a color change, just regular water would pass it. What do you need a color change?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
need
three lugan
of
saying,
water into a liquid. It's very possible.
Anyway,
you might
see. Three lugan
four
is less.
Or 2.9 with the color change.
I thought that's a
maybe that would.
Fine, thank you. So tomorrow we try to continue to tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah,